Hi, Haley.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. And you, how are you doing?
I am doing terrific. Thank you so much for asking. I was all concerned about you because the project never got started. We refunded the money, and we couldn't get a hold of you. I used to try calling you on this number. Hold on, let me pull it up. This was this number, which was 541-708-0324, and I never used to get in touch with you.
Understood. That's our old landline in Ashland, Oregon.
Okay.
And we canceled that probably three and a half months ago. That was deleted, and we've, in the interim, have
mm-hmm.
moved only 5 miles away. It's just up the road a little bit to Talent, Oregon, and have that and have this new number. So this would be our permanent new number.
Lovely. I've updated my records here. So would you like me
Good.
To get you started now?
Yeah, here's, and that's why I'm contacting you. I won't go into all of the I'll say the word interruptions, overwhelmed. That's not necessary, but it has been pretty intense. But now, having moved in and
mm-hmm.
finally have a home and an office, I want to begin a course. And so luckily I thought, well, I'll try to find Haley. Lo and behold.
And you found me.
Yeah, how about that? So that synchronicity, that helps me. That tells me a lot right there.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Yeah,
and, you know,
baby.
You get to hear a lot from your customers. I really appreciate it. So
Thank
give
you.
Me, you're welcome. Give, I still have the same package reserved for you for $2,299. Earlier, as we couldn't get in touch with you, we refunded the previous balance payment, which was for $2,299, okay? So that's pretty much of it. I'm going to share the refund receipt as well. Don't worry about it. And that is all for now.
Okay.
Give me a sec. So what card are you going to use, Bruce?
Well, let me ask this, Haley, just as an initial question or two.
Mm-hmm.
The particular book.
The spiritual
I'm
one, right?
Yes, and boy, I woke up from a dream last night, and there was a force saying, would you wake up and get to, I mean, it didn't say that to me, but I woke up and I got this energetic message, and so the whole morning I've been blueprinting the outline of the book, and I'm between you and me,
mm-hmm.
it's good, it's really, really good, but my question is this, I'm like a kid in high school, writing
mm-hmm.
longhand on a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a format of, you know, like, well, you can't send us all your handwritten notes. Is there a format on the computer that I can use as the right the width and length of the margins and all of the details that are correct?
Look, this is what you're paying for, okay? This is something that we are responsible for adjusting and improving. That is not your part to take care of. As an author, you have compiled 3 books. I remember clearly that we talked about 3 books about one of your deceased teachers who came up with this, you know, kind of an idea, and you tried to compose it into, give it a shape like a one novel, or just break it up into 3 ones. We were all set for that. The moment we received your manuscript, we are the ones who are going to go ahead, take care of the editing, formatting, proofreading, cover design. Everything is going to be taken care of for you. And most importantly, the copyrights will be also taken care of within our organization. So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, so copyright. That was one of my questions, too, because
mm-hmm.
these books were, you know, I ended up getting them, and the teacher died, and there's no student. Most of the students are dead. There were very few, and this
uh-huh.
is quite a long time ago. But I don't want somebody to say, "Hey, you don't have the right. I want those books." Right? You know, somebody conflicting saying.
Exactly,
something.
Exactly. And that's when we will go ahead and file the rights under your name with the ISBN number, so that whenever your book is being scanned in the library or anywhere, your book is going to go ahead and get scanned, and your name will be there, okay? So that people know this book is under your name, registered through U.S. PD office through your name.
Okay, three other questions, or at least two that come to mind. But thank you for that. The book copyright thing was in the back of my mind. Secondly, and this is unfortunate and a little bit of a painful dilemma, because before I ever contacted you and your kindness and everything and Penguin, I had already signed up with, and paid, you know, at least $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000, whatever it was, with Audible, and they're the Danish brothers, Mikkelsen, Christian and Rasmus Mikkelsen. I do have some reservations with what they do. Mm-hmm. I won't go into details, but mm-hmm. I'm wondering this, since I've invested in it, and mm-hmm. So it's gone. They will never refund me like you guys did. Mm-hmm. And it's based on the Audible channel of book production. And now, would that conflict with working with you and them both with two different channels?
Not at all. Even if what we do is that we create imprint creations, which helps authors to get themselves connected with major publishing houses. So you're good there. There's no conflict at all.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. You took a weight of the world off my shoulders. Well, God bless you for saying that. So that opens the door to my creative fire that some spiritual person said, please wake up and get to work. So I've been working all morning, and that's why I called you, because of the fire that's inside me. And I'm going to be writing for probably, mm-hmm. you know, all day, every day for the next 10, 15 days will be done, you know, maybe mm-hmm. I would say in 10 days, if I give myself all day, every day, it'll be done in a week and a half.
Terrific. In the meantime, Josh and I will be working with you, and we'll get the surveys filled out over the phone, which will help us to get your registration completed for the Library of Congress number, okay? And the moment we receive your files, that would be enough for us to attach them, and we'll get the book copyrighted. In the meantime, we'll start working on the editing, proofreading, and formatting with the cover.
Perfect. Okay.
Yep.
Now, what was my last question? I had one more. Haley, let me see now. Let me relax my mind just a second, because there was something there that's important. Mm-hmm. It's writing this, it's obviously a life story, and I would prefer, this is personal, to use, you know, like, you know, I'm Danish, it's my heritage, so I was thinking, mm-hmm. well, Bruce, change your name to Bjorn Rivers instead of Bruce Jensen. I just made that up because I like rivers flow to the sea, and that's what spirituality is. We all go back home. But so I'm thinking of using a pseudonym. What do you call that? It's not pseudonym.
A pen name.
What's the word? Say again.
A pen name.
Yeah. So Bjorn Rivers, is that a problem? If I
not
I'd
at
like
all.
To use a
Not at all.
Okay.
In order to save the identity, we recommend our customers not to use any real names. Instead, go for pen names, which is also known as pseudonames, which would be beneficial for both parties.
Oh, I like that. I like that, because that gets my ego and everything out of the way.
Yeah, we can talk very openly about what we have to talk about by protecting our identities. So that's how it is.
Okay, excellent. And then this ties in with it. You know, I went to Malibu, the ranch, the people, the horse ranch that I mm-hmm. was working on, and right across the road, and the old guru lived in his room there with Tony and Aegon. Well, they had horse riding things for Elizabeth Taylor, Hollywood stars,
mm-hmm.
and I would sit on the beach and talk with Yvette Mimieu for a half hour, if you ever heard of that famous actress. Is it okay to actually cite these famous people, or should I just kind of leave it amorphous?
Of course, you can go ahead and use their names. There's no problem. Instead, go with your pseudonym or pen name instead. That's fine. There is no conflict.
And Tony and Aegon have both passed on. They're not alive. So mm-hmm. I can use their name.
Of course you can.
Okay. So now the doors are open, and I've got my credit card here too. But and I want to write without the world taking me away again.
I get it.
So So once you and I establish some guidelines and you give me some tips on, you know, well, don't sit with a grade school pad and pencil. Do it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you guide me on how I can use my computer properly. You can tell I'm a complete novice. I know nothing. And I mean that.
Honestly speaking, I don't know how to express. I feel like screaming right now after hearing, after literally talking to you after 6 to 7 months. It's just so, let's say, I am very excited, okay? I'm going to go above and beyond to ensure that you are satisfied. Because if this goes well, you're going to come up with your future books to me, okay?
Yeah.
And that's what I work for a good will.
Yeah. Thank you. I love your spirit. My spine is tingling, so spirit is saying good, good, good.
Thank you so much.
I think we have a good affinity and good chemistry. So I'm, first of all, I'll take care of the financial part. You mentioned that, and I get that out of the way with the Visa card, the Citi Costco card.
Let me open it up. Just give me a sec. Let me open my screen. Okay, it's here. So what? How does your name appear on the card?
It's just my name, Bruce Jensen, no middle initial. Bruce Jensen, J-E-N.
And lovely. And how? Okay, got it. What's the billing address associated with this card?
Yeah, our new address is 333 Mountain View Drive, DR, and Unit 42. And that's in Talent, Oregon. T-A-L-E-N-T.
Got it.
Oregon. Uh-huh.
97540.
Good for you. You got it.
All right. A moment. Just a brief moment. Okay. Okay. All right, I've got it. And I'll, all right, okay, card numbers.
Okay. Visa card number, let me look here carefully. 4100 3906.
It's 3906 or 33906?
I'm sorry, I kind of mumbled that. It's 3906 113.
Okay.
Yeah, and the next four are 2707.
Mm-hmm.
And 0000, again, the next four, 0036.
I'll repeat it back to you, 4100, 3906, 1132, 707036.
Okay, you got it right. It did. There was a miss, I might have, there was a miswriting there after 3906. You got that correct?
Yes.
Okay, the next four, 2707.
Okay, one sec. 4100, 3906, 2707, 0036.
That's it. Very good.
Expiration?
Expiration is 8 of 26.
And the CVV?
369.
All right. Give me a quick sec. And the, all right, Bruce is here. And your email address is bjensen@gmail.com with S-U-N in Jensen.
Yes, I I had to change the spelling to get an account. I tried 15 minutes with my real spelling and my birth date. Nope, it's taken. It's taken. You can't use that. But anyway, I changed the spelling, so it's UN. Yeah.
All right. Lovely. Okay. All right. Give me a quick moment. I'll be right back. Do not hang up, okay?
Okay. No, I won't. Good deal. Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for staying on the line. Are you with me?
Oh, yes, I am.
All right, Bruce, welcome aboard. Your payment did go through successfully. What I'm going to do next, what I'm going to do next is I prepare your paid receipt and email it to you right now. In the meantime, you please expect to hear back from Josh Baker on this number, like within the next 20 to 25 minutes, okay?
Very good. Now, Haley, are you my coach or Josh, or how does that equate?
We have an entire team who's going to be working with you, which consists of me and Josh. So we all work together to ensure, because I cannot be a, you know, one-man army. I need people. So I have Josh with me, who is one of the best resources we have here, and he's going to go ahead and help you to kind of, you know, make sure whatever we discuss gets fulfilled on a timely manner, okay?
Perfect.
Lovely.
Very good.
Lovely. So just wait for it.
Yeah, that's great, Haley. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Bruce. It's my, you know, pleasure to work with you. You have no idea how happy I am after hearing from you after such a long time, you know. You can understand. I don't have words to describe.
Yes, yes. Yes, I feel the same, and it's all meant to be, so very good.
Exactly. Perfect, perfect. So I'm just emailing it to you, everything, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, good deal. So I'll just stay put in my office here, and then you say that Josh will call in a reasonable time from now.
Correct.
Okay, that sounds real good, and thank you again, Haley.
You are most welcome, Bruce. You have a good one. Let's take this project to a whole new level together. Thanks.
Yes, indeed. Yes, very good. Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Okay, Haley. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.